Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with my co-host for Hour 1, Kelly Rossman-McKinney of the Rossman Group. Talking about all the changes and someone who is not leaving the state senate, but is taking on additional responsibilities. And I'm kind of excited about that, Kelly.
We're talking, I'm thrilled.
About Gretchen Whitmer, new state senate minority leader. Hi, Gretchen. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Well, what's the most exciting...
Will you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you do me a favor and say happy birthday to Sydney Shrewsbury, who is 7 today, my daughter who's listening in the other room.
Oh, Sydney, this is Mama Kelly. Happy birthday, Sydney Shrewsbury. What a wonderful way to celebrate your birthday by listening to your mother on the radio.
There are worse ways.
Yes.
Sydney, we're going to do you a real favor here and not sing to you. How's that?
Yeah. And you know what, Gretchen, I love that you called that out, but it's going to be probably 15, 20 years before Sydney truly realizes what a fabulous woman she has as a mom.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Well, you know what? I think this is very appropriate because of what we were talking about during the break, about why Gretchen Whitmer is where she is today and not having run for attorney general. And I remember talking to her over at Dublin Square, and she talked about her family with such passion. And I said, well, you know, no way she can run for attorney general. And, hey, who knows what happens down the road. But right now it looks like you're going to have your hands full with some other responsibilities.
That's right. Yesterday I was fortunate enough to be elected the leader of the Senate Democrats, and we've got a great group of people coming into the Senate, very intelligent and ready to work and ready to roll up our sleeves and work with the new governor, and it's, you know, an honor to be elected their leader.
So you're not calling yourselves the Dirty Dozen yet?
I've heard the phrase called, but I haven't used it myself. I'm going to watch the movie before I decide.
I got to tell you, I am really excited about you in this position, Gretchen, because you have the intellectual capacity to compete and lead. But more importantly, as long as I've known you, I've always known you as a person who has a real passion for governing and recognizes that politics is the pathway to governing. And I think it's exciting that you're in that position.
That's really nice coming from you, Kelly, especially. I mean, you know, I was raised by a Millikan Republican, my dad, and a Frank Kelly Democrat, my mother. And, you know, both of them really, those were two leaders that really cared more about the public interest than their own self-interest. And I hope to emulate them and, you know, in my new leadership capacity. And that's what I strive to do every day, because we have to think about Michigan 20, 40 years down the road and not just getting through today or tomorrow. We have to have some long-term strategies to put Michigan on the right path, and it's going to take leadership and not politics to get us there.
Kelly, that is so funny, because you just told that story about Gretchen, about the Millikan Republican and the Frank Kelly Democrat.
Off the air, off Gretchen, the air. I told it off the air. I said, I hope she says that. It's such a great description.
The thing that really impresses a lot of people, and I think it's going to be very important in her new role, is her passion for education. And I think that education right now has been trashed a little bit. I think there are a lot of people looking for a scapegoat who have really forgotten that that is our link to the future. And Gretchen, you have a sacred trust to uphold that.
Well, there's no question. And you've talked, I'm sure you both know Lou Glaser well, but he's got these slides that show the states that thrive are the states that invest in education. Right. And you can't build, you know, you can't build anything in a place where you don't have an educated workforce. And so education really is key to moving Michigan into the future and ensuring that we have a long-term game plan in terms of what we're going to look like in 40 years, and that we have jobs here for our kids and our grandkids, and that Michigan's a great place to live and grow a business as well.
Let me ask you this, Gretchen. How different do you think governing the state of Michigan is going to be? I mean, granted, we have a huge shift in terms of the players, but the roles and responsibilities are still the same. You and Randy Richardville will be leading the Senate. We've got still leadership decisions to be made in the House, although there are a couple names bandied about, and Rick Snyder in the executive office. How's that going to work? How are you going to communicate? How do you expect it to be different than this last term that we're just finishing up?
Well, I think that the Senate majority leader in this past term really had a very antagonistic relationship with the governor from the get-go. And I don't We'll obviously not see that from, Republican-controlled legislature with their own governor, and I certainly won't have that attitude. I am, open to talking about any solution that really puts Michigan's ship right, and for the long term, like I said, no more games and gimmicks. So I think there will be a very different attitude out of leadership in Lansing. I also think that we've seen out of the last two elections that the pendulum swings, and we know that the public is watching. We also know from polling that they want us to work together, and they want us desperately to come up with solutions for Michigan and not play games or throw bombs. And so I think we'll have a very different attitude at the Capitol.
I've heard it described as a GOP tsunami, but even in that case, tides go in and out, and who knows what the landscape will look like in 2012. But as this election cycle developed, Gretchen, and you had a chance to reflect on your decision not to continue with the attorney general's race, did part of you still want to be in that, or were you perfectly satisfied to say another time maybe?
Yeah, I never had an ounce of regret, not for one second. It was a decision based 100% on the needs of my kids. And I think I told you the story, but I was playing with my kids last Christmas, and I'd run upstairs to put the laundry from the washing machine to the dryer, and I said, "I'll be right back, girls." I ran upstairs and turned around, and they were both standing there looking at me. And I said, why did you follow me up here? And they said, "We didn't know if you were coming back." And it was that moment that I thought, I've spent too much time away from them, and I'm not going to sacrifice them at the altar of higher office. And so long as that's true, I'll never have a regret in that decision that I made. And they're doing great, and we're having a ball.
Welcome to the wonderful world of guilty working mother syndrome. But you know what, Gretchen, and you and I had a real heart-to-heart talk about this. You made absolutely the right decision. You've got your entire career ahead of you, and your daughters are only going to be young for just a brief moment in time. And running for office, even though it's AG and, it's heady stuff, it would have taken you out of town, and you would have been miserable, and so would they, and you can never capture those moments back. So you did good, girl.
Well, when I first came into office, I was single and didn't have any kids, and now my baby's turning 7 today, so it does go by fast.
Now, they say timing is everything, and I think in political office, that's very true. You can have someone who, as Virge Bernero said, the time wasn't right for the Democrats this time. That doesn't mean that Democrats are going to dissolve as a political party, and the same thing would have been true for the Republicans, as we saw this time.
Right, right.
Regroup. Right?
Exactly.
Isn't that what Dems do? I'll bet you got a birthday party to go to.
Well, we're hosting a big birthday party this weekend. Tonight we're taking it kind of easy, but we're just going to watch some movies in our pajamas and have a nice time together.
Gretchen, I want to ask you one more question before we let you go, and it has to do with experience in state government. Rick Snyder coming in, he has a transition team with a lot of experience from the Engler administration, and some of those people have accomplished a lot. But in terms of feeling his way around Lansing and understanding this process, how long would it be before anyone could be up to full speed as governor if they are not familiar with what goes on in the workings of state government?
Well, here's something that my dad always says, and I think it's really appropriate. Wisdom is knowing what you don't know. And so if he's a wise man, he will get really good people around him. He will work hard to develop legislative relationships with people on both sides of the aisle, and will take advice, will encourage dissent among the people that advise him, and make decisions based on a really fully informed, educated group of people and information. And I don't know if anyone can ever know everything about the whole state budget and about every inner workings of state government, but experience is important. And one of my favorite people, Governor Milliken, said, you know, you'd never insist that your cardiologist have 6 years or less of experience, but we insist that of our legislature. And he said that to, you know, show that experience is generally a very valuable thing. And if you come in without that kind of experience, knowing what you don't know and getting people, good people around you, I think is critical to success.
Gretchen Whitmer, State Senator from East Lansing, still, and the new State Senate Minority Leader. Gretchen, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jack. Bye, Kelly.
Happy birthday, Sydney.